Yeah.
Hello. Let's get you dinner.
Happy to see you.
Happy to see you too. Good to see that you're well.
Yes, yes, yes. Better, better, better. So much better than 1 week ago.
I'm glad. I've never seen you so sick.
Yes, I was so fucking sick. But it's like a cleansing. So
yeah,
my body is becoming better and I have doing some major changes in my life. So that was the like the cleansing that was required. So what's fun? A little bit fun.
Would you like me to translate this?
Okay. Sorry.
老师来了，他上周要，其实这堂课本来是18号要开的，但他上次病得非常的重，基本上没有办法说话。他说他身体在经历一个排毒期，所以过程不是那么的舒服，但他已经尽量让他变得好玩。
Oh, so much time that I didn't hear Chinese. I love it.
Oh, really? I miss Spanish. 他说他好久没有听中文了，很喜欢听。我说我也好久没有听西班牙语了。
Oh, wow. So many people. Oh, so awesome.
Can I interrupt? I just, Sherry, 你现在是云端录制，我的云端没有内存，可以变成本地录制吗？谢谢。Okay, I'm just dealing with the recording.
Okay. You want to introduce the call or something?
I can do the introduction. I can introduce you as well. And people are... there's one question already. Beautiful shirt, Mariano. Where did you get it?
Thank you.
好的衬衫哪里买的？第一个问题。
I get it. It's from... Spanish brand that's called Desigual. I love it. It's always doing really different shirts, clothes. It's amazing. Really fun.
Great. 它是西班牙的品牌，叫什么？我不知道怎么讲，但是颜色都很鲜艳。Can you say the name again, please?
Desigual is like unusual. Could be the translation. But this is Desigual.
Uh-huh. 他说的。I said whatever he said. Okay, I'm going to start introducing you.
Maybe I can write it down for you. Let me be in the chat for a moment.
Sure.
The brand is Desigual.
Thank you, and I will do some introduction about this class. Oh, that's how you pronounce this brand. I've seen them. I'm like, the glow.
Yeah, Desigual.
Desigual. 这就是那个牌子香水。不告诉你要来上现场课来闻，拥抱的时候闻的最清楚哦。Well, they are asking what kind of perfume would match that kind of shirt. I'm like, not telling you. You have to come to live class and find out.
Yeah, for sure. The perfume you have to come to class.
Yeah, 要闻香来现场。那今天的主题是如何通过身体改变你的事业和人生，这是一个我非常非常好奇的主题，因为 Mariano 其实是一个三面身体程序的导师，他在西班牙语国家非常非常的活跃，而且他让我很惊讶的是，就是 他总是活力很，就是精力很充沛，总是元气满满的，而且每一次他上课的状态都会让人感觉非常的喜悦。我甚至有时候我觉得到事业的颓废期的时候，我在脸书上就是看一看他上课的状态，就会觉得像被打了鸡血一样。所以我就很好奇，他的身体，他如何让他的身体跟事业一起创造呢？So I said something beautiful about you and your magic about body and business and like how you are always energetic. You are very energized with your classes, and you seem to be very happy while you're running your business. So what's your magic about? Well, how do you change your business and your life with your body?
I was asking myself that some days ago, because sometimes come the energy, but I say, okay, but what do I know about that, no? And it was really funny because I was remembering when I was studying a long time ago in the university, my thing was. I was studying informatic. I don't know if this is the name. And I was so unhappy, so really fucking unhappy. And in a moment, I didn't knew any access tool that was 20 years ago, 22 years ago. And I was there and I was looking my future. I say, wow, I see my future, and I was like in a little room doing things, and I was so sad, and I said, oh no, I don't want that. And that was awareness about my future. And I always try to follow my happiness, and maybe I stop and you can translate.
That's a good idea. Thank you. 那我就问他关于事业，就是关于如何通过身体改变你的生命和事业，你有什么魔法，什么特殊的魔法吗？他也在问自己，他30多年前在大学的时候，学的是跟计算机和资料有关的专业，当时他很不开心，非常不开心。他就看了看他的未来，说："那我未来会什么样？"他就看着自己在一个非常小的办公室里面坐着电脑做工作，他觉得非常不开心。那他的生命中其实追随的一直都是快乐。
And when I see so me myself in that future, I say, okay, what do I want to do? And in that moment, I was having a relationship with a girl, and I love to give her massage. And I say, I love to do that. I don't know how to do it, but I love to do a massage. And I left my career of informatic and I start to follow some places where I can do massage. And this was the first time I was really aware of the things that make my body and myself happy. And this is one of the magic because I stopped for translation.
Thank you. 那当时我就问我自己，那我想要做什么呢？这么不开心。那我当时有个女朋友，我很喜欢给她做按摩。谁那么幸运呢？I was just gonna say lucky girlfriend，然后呢，我觉得我给他按摩的时候，我就非常的喜悦，所以我当时我就离开了我的专业，我就开始去各个地方学按摩，这是我第一次知道跟随身体的喜悦的那种魔法。
I didn't knew how to do it, but I started following that way, and finally I start at fucking happy doing that. And after that, I was always asking some questions to me. Is this the thing that I want to do? This is the thing that made me happy. And there is something else, because when I finished that class course, after 2 years, I feel that this wasn't the thing. And I start asking questions, and the things start to pop up. I finally get that I love Pilates and I start to work with my body and other people's body, and was amazing. But was always looking for that. What is making my body feel happy, and what making me feel happy?
You gotta keep the next one shorter. Thank you. The brain power is not that great.
Sorry.
Okay. 那他就开始寻找的各种课程之后，他就开始进入到了2年的高阶的按摩的课程。那这个过程中，他也一直在问自己：这就是我想要的吗？这个真的有让我开心吗？那他两年就是高级按摩师毕业了之后，他意识到，还差那么一丢丢。然后他又问：那还有什么呢？当时他意识到，哇，他真的很喜欢做普拉提斯的教练，所以他就真的很享受他自己做普拉提斯，而且帮助人们去做普拉提斯。他那一段时间真的非常非常的开心，然后他就意识到，其实他不断问自己的两个问题，就是这件事情真的有让我的身体很开心很喜悦吗？这件事情有真的让我很开心吗？
And wow. So the first question that came to me right now is, what have you decided that you have to do in your life and your business that is not that you love and is not what makes you happy and your body happy? And everything that brings up, as a lookout,
Oh, I'm gonna forget the sentence now. 他每一次一说这个西班牙出场剧，我就会忘掉他之前说了啥。所以你在生命中什么时候决定了你必须做什么，为你的事业，为你的人生必须做什么，而你实际上你的身体和你自己其实并不太享受它并没有让你很喜悦的这些东西，这里面带出来的一切你是否愿意能够摧毁并不再创造。 Again, clearance statement again,
please. Acertado, equivocado, bueno, malo, poqui, po, todos los nueve cortos, chicos, y más allá.
Thank you.
I love it. So, that's for me the main secret or the main ingredient. And as I can see in my life, I always try to follow that, because my family business was about informatics, but was about those things. And they don't say you have to do that, but I was there and was thinking and perceiving that I want to do that. But finally, when I get there, I was, oh no, this is not for me.
那这就是我一直会问身体的，你究竟是什么？是什么会让你快乐？这是我一直跟随的，因为其实我家庭的。家族企业是做电脑方面的，他们虽然没有直接跟我说你必须得干这一行，但是我潜意识里面我就觉得，哦，我就得跟随他们的脚步。可是当我真的进入到这个专业的时候，我才觉得，啊，天哪，太糟糕了。
Have you decided that it's too late for you to change something?Have you decided that it's too difficult for you to change your life or your business?
你现在是不是已经决定了，现在改变你的生命已经为时已晚，现在你要改变你的事业已经太晚太难了。
And if you hurt your body, what is telling you?
要个弟弟不行。And I'm gonna find you, Mariano, to unmute you.
Okay, I lost you. You have silenced too. You have silenced yourself. So, what I was saying,
never too late.
I don't remember. So,
you said it's, have you decided that it's too late to change? And it's too difficult to change.
Yeah, I was saying another thing, but everything that where you have decided that it's too difficult or too late to change your life or your business, are you willing to destroy and uncreate it all?
所以你决定了改变你的事业或者改变你的人生已经是太晚或者是太难的地方，你是否愿意同摧毁并不再创造？
Acertado, equivocado, bueno, malo, poquito, poco, todos los mejores, tus chicos, y más allá.
One day I'll get there.
I remember the thing. And if you hear your body, what is saying? What is saying about your business, about your life?
如果你能听见你的身体的声音的话，你的是关于你的人生，关于你的事业，他在说什么呢？
Maybe your body is not talking like you, but it's sending some message, some voices and some energies that you could be aware if you allow yourself to be aware.
或许你的身体不会像你这样用嘴巴说话，但是它会给你很多的信息，从能量上或者是某种形式的声音上告诉你，会让你如果你愿意去觉察它的话。
And you can ask your body, body, are you happy with that job? Body, are you happy with my life in general? And your body will tell you.
你可以问你的身体，嘿，身体，你对你现在的工作满意吗？喜欢吗？你对你现在的生活开心，有让你开心喜悦吗？你满意吗？然后身体会告诉你。
Because your body is the way you are living this life. If you are not including your body, that will be a greater life.Or, I don't know how to say, lesson, or awful, or life. So, sorry.
因为你的身体是你在这个世界上生存的方式，如果你的生命中不包括你的身体的话，那你的生活会是什么样？更大还是更小呢？
And how much pain...And suffering and hurt. Are you have you decided that you have to hold or it's not hold is like sustain or like keep in your life and your business and your body?
你决定了你在生命中必须要只抓着多少，维持着多少的疼痛、痛苦、磨难，在你的身体里，在你的生命中，在你的事业里面。
So some months ago, I really forget my body. In some ways, I was traveling a lot and making a lot of classes and doing I'm doing. And in a moment, when I try to see to the left or to the right, that I have no neck. I was like a brick. I was hello, and all my body was turning to that side and to the other side. I was, what is happening?
那几个月前我真的就没有太听我的声音，我有身体的声音没有太听话，那我就一直在旅行，一直在开课，一直在坐着，然后突然有一天我想向左向右看的时候，我的脖子就动不了了，我得整个身子像砖一样这样转动。
And right now you can see I can do it. So
现在我可以了。
I get better. So, but it was because I was not hearing my body. And this could happen many times. But I stopped and start to take care of myself and my body. And that start to change my business too.How many classes do I want to do? How many hours in a day I am willing to do, and it's fun and ease and make my body happy. And that start to change my business too.
那我现在开始聆听我的声音，聆听我身体的声音，以很多种方式去聆听。那它真的有改变我的事业的结构，比如说我要开多少课，我每一天我要工作多少小时，是让我的身体是喜悦轻松的。那从这个角度开始，它也在改变着我运营我的商业的模式。
So what honor?And respect and allowance and vulnerability and gratitude can you have for your body that will include your body and make explode and make better your life and your business?
那你对你的身体可以成为什么样的容许心，什么样的毫不设防的状态，什么样的感恩尊重以及信任，让你可以跟随你的身体一起去创造，而且让你通过这样让你的事业和人生爆发式的发展。
So everything that doesn't allow thatAre you willing to destroy and upgrade it all?
一切不允许它发生的，你是有业东摧毁并不再创造。
Acertado, equivocado, bueno, malo, poquito, todos los nueve cortos chicos y más allá. Oh, that changed a lot of things.
改变了很多东西，句话。
So, I don't know, what is the culture in China, but I think maybe I know something that is a culture of a lot of work, a lot of, we have to carry on no matter what. And how are you forgetting your body? And how is this affecting your life and your business?You have enough energy to do the things. You have enough, it's not energy because it's another thing that is not energy is when you want to do the things. It's not only the energy. Maybe
motivation or...
Motivation. Yeah, motivation. That's the word. How much motivation do you have for...make your business things and your life things.
那 where were we?
sorry.
That's okay.
Not too much.
不好意思，他刚刚句子有点长，我有点宕机。那我不太了解中华的文化，但是我大概知道你们是很刻苦勤劳的民族，所以就是你们多大的程度上在生命中一直都是以勤奋为努力勤奋为主要的观点，而且很多时候会忽略到你自己的身体。那你当你忽略掉你的身体的时候，你真的有力气去经营你的事业，去经营你的人生吗？那你有是不是有动力去做这些事情呢？Oh my God, I'm crazy. I remember it.
You
居
are
然记住
amazing.
了 ，Thank you.
I don't know if you say the correct words because it's Chinese, but if you did, you are fucking amazing.
Thank you. I'll take that. I won't double check if it's the right one.
I think so. So Benedict, so I don't remember what I said the last, but.
We are a culture of hardworking and we often forget about our body.
Okay, they have some questions or there?
Yes, there is one question. 我总是无法扩张，请问是我和我的身体之间有誓约什么的吗？So, the question is, I cannot expand easily, and is there any oaths and vows between me and my body?
I cannot expand on what?
She cannot expand easily, so when we do the expansion exercise, she cannot expand.
And that sounds light.
你不能扩张，对你来说轻盈吗？如果你可以直接对话的话，会更快一些。耳内可以帮你翻译你的提问。She's waiting for her response. She said it's heavy. 重的。
Okay, so that's a lie that you're telling to yourself.
在对自己撒谎。
How have you decided that expansion will show up for you, that you are not acknowledging how expansion is showing up for you?
你已经决定了扩张对你来说应该是什么样子的，而不去承认，实际上你已经如何扩展了呢？
So, a really beautiful work to do with ourselves is to get everything that we think about and, oh, it's really difficult for me expand myself. Could be that for an infinite being. You are expansion. This is not difficult for you, for sure. That's what I know. But you are buying a point of view. So the thing that you can do is interesting point of view that it's really difficult for me to expand myself.
很有用的工具就是你的每一个想法出现的时候，比如说我很难扩张，就是这样，是这样的吗？因为无限的存在对你来讲，你本身就是扩张，它不应该是个难事。那所以你可以对自己说，有趣的观点，我有这个观点，我觉得我很难扩张。
So when you start to do all that interesting point of view about your point of view that you think is really true but isn't, that will change, that will what's the word? It's not blend, it's like, wow, so many words there. It's like derretir. Narrative is like, what's the word?
Are you talking about food? I've seen chocolate.
like chocolate when
Sticky? Like sticky?
No, like when you melt chocolate. So that will melt or your point of view and you will receive the way you are expanding yourself that you are not acknowledging right now.
当你真正成为有趣的观点的时候，光这一个工具就可以融化掉那些所有限制，你没有办法去承认你现在已经在扩张的那些限制。
Okay, so there is a lot more questions there, or I think we have a lot of comments. I think one person write a Bible.
We should copy and paste that. So, one of the questions from the same person says, when you expand, do you shut your eyes or can you also do it with your eyes open?
If you are a controlling bitch, you can do it with the open eyes.
No, with one eye open, it's better.
I'm totally controlling bitch.
但是就要闭眼睛吗？这个眼睛可以。他说，如果你是一个控制狂的话，你可以睁开眼睛做。然后我说，你要是超级控制狂的话，你可以睁一只眼闭一只眼做。
You can do it that way, of
像
course.
老师这样做，你也可以眼睛绕圈圈。
But it's not required. It's not required to live with the closing eyes, but what will work better for you?
你并不一定要闭上眼睛，但对你来说，怎样更轻松呢？I think this is just a comment that you like to hear. 提问为什么我听到西班牙语的主张会这么的高潮？然后下面有人说怎么办？有人在我旁边好高潮。星云和 Maggie 在一起吗？So Maggie says, why do I have so much why would I be so orgasmic hearing Spanish clearing? Well, she's not alone.
What are you willing to receive from Spanish that you are not willing to receive from English or from anything, some other language?
你愿意从西班牙语接收什么，而你在其他的语言不愿意接收它呢？Like your question.
What to say? What to say?
Well, someone next to her says, she's crazy. Come and help. She needs you. 她疯了，救人呢，她需要你。This will be fun. This is from Xing Yu and Maggie. That you might meet them in Taiwan. So the next question, shall we? Or do you have
Okay,
more to
yeah.
do you want to talk
No,
more about Spanish and orgasm?
you can go with the questions for
心
sure.
理觉察到了别人的疼痛、痛苦、疾病，就开始自动疗愈别人。请问老师如何改变这个模式？So when my body is aware of other people's pain, suffering, and disease, it starts to heal other people automatically. How can we change this?
There is something that our body do with ease, but you can ask your body to do it without making yourself suffering that. Because maybe you and your body can change someone's reality, the way they can receive or could receive, but you can do it with ease. Everything that you have thought about that you have to suffering to change other people's reality or bodies, are you willing to start and create it all?
你的身体可以做很多的事情，你也可以轻松的去做它。你可以不，无论对方能不能接受，你都可以以一种轻松的方式去完成这个疗愈，去创造这个改变，改变他们的身体或者改变他们的人生。所以一切，你觉得你必须得经历痛苦磨难，你才可以改变别人的地方，你是永远都摧毁，并不再创造。
Acertado, equivocado, bueno, mal, poquito, todos los nueve cortos chicos y más allá. Yeah.
I'm glad I'm used to multiple orgasm. 我说还好，我习惯了多重高潮。听这个出场曲。
There is another thing that I want to say about that is, true, you, the person that asked that question, the last one, truth, are you, what's the name of that?
Universal surrogate?
Yes, universal surrogate.
真相，验验经和验经，你是宇宙的代理人吗？就是宇宙的所有的疾病病痛，你都要疗愈。真相，你是吗？Yes.
Okay. So, are you going to destroy all the swords, treaties, commitments, promises, contracts, and everything else that you have done to be for a universal surrogate for all eternity?
所有你要在永生永世里面做宇宙代理人的所有的事业、事业、血之权的承诺，其实你是愿通摧毁、撤销并永不再创造。
Yeah, okay. Acertado, equivocado, bueno, malo, poquito, todos los nueve cortos chicos y más allá. And maybe you want to repeat that clearing some more times until you ask yourself that question and just say, okay, no, I am not anymore that. But that was a swear, a promise that a lot of people take to take all the pain and suffering from the universe until the universe doesn't have any more pain and suffering. That was not brilliant at all. And this is some way that we are taking the pain of other people and keeping in ourselves, our bodies too.
你可能要做这个除障去做好几次，直到你再问自己还是不是代理人、宇宙代理人的时候，你觉得不是了，才停止。这是很多很多人做过的宣言和承诺，就是说我要在所有的永恒里面，把世界里面所有的疾病、痛苦、病痛，通通的都疗愈好。但是它真的不是一个很聪明的决定。因为它会让你把这些痛苦锁在你自己的存在和自己的身体里面。
Great. So there is some more questions there.
Yes, there's more question about money. 我现在财务问题非常大，我很想做一些什么，我也知道有些事情我可以去做，但是我现在明明有时间，我却一直在浪费，老弟一直在跟身体做斗争，又觉得好像其实现在待在那里，我身体更喜欢，我到底该怎么跟我的身体沟通呢？今天不方便在线说话。you got it?
I got it, totally. So.
So I have a lot of financial issues right now. I really would like to do something that I know there are things that I should do, I can do. However, I have the time, but I'm always wasting my time and not do what I need to do. It's almost like I'm fighting my body and at the same time, it feels like when my body does nothing, just stay there, she's happier and she likes it more. So how do I communicate with my body?
What?
So she has financial issues. She reckons she can do something, but she's not taking the action. And it seems to her that her body likes to not do much.
She thinks that her body, what?
Likes it when she doesn't do much. Her body is happier when she doesn't do much.
When she doesn't Too much. Okay. That's like for her.
你说你的身体闲闲的待在那里，身体会更喜欢，对你来说是轻盈的吗？She said it's really heavy，很重。
Okay. Lying to yourself. Maybe your body wants to do a lot more that you think he or her wants to do. So, what if when we have some financial issues and something like that, one thing, and we are like boring, like I am so lazy, I'm so tired, and blah 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 blah. One thing that is not logical, but is amazing, is how much more things can I add to my life to make it so fucking funny and greater that I really love to live it. This is a question that you can ask to yourself and start to add things that make you laugh, make you love, make you orgasmic, make you really feeling the energy of living.
那你说好重，其实你在骗你的身体，或者你身体想要做很多很多呢？当你的生命中有很多这种不顺，比如说经济上的问题的时候，然后就觉得你身体非常的疲惫，什么都不想动，这是一个超越大脑的提问。你要问我可以在我的生命中再添加多少更好玩、更有趣、如此多的事情，让我充满了乐趣，充满了喜悦，让我真的觉得我愿意活，我愿意活，让我觉得这些好玩的东西让我真的有生命力。
Okay, maybe it's not looking, watching more television. Maybe it's not the thing that you want to add to your life, but you can go. What is nurturing your body? And nurturing your body is maybe going to take some massage, maybe hug a tree, maybe go for things that are nurturing your side. That you can see and say, wow, that's amazing. Maybe there's a forest and many things that you can start to add. And this is nurturing your body and yourself.
你可以问你的身体和你自己，什么样的事情是会让你的身体被滋养的？他可能不是躺着看电视，他可能是跑出去走走，可能是抱一下树，也有可能是让你看见极美的风景。每个人都不一样，你可以做很多很多滋养你的身体的事情。
And from who or when did you learn that when you have financial issues or when you have a problem, you have to put yourself in hibernic? I don't know how to say. The things that do the birds, the bears, in hibernic bear mode, no? Like, I can't do anything, no?
你是跟谁，还有从什么时候学会了当地的财务？
Equivocado, bueno, malo, ocupó todos los 9 puntos chicos y más allá.
Thank you. I don't have that issue at all.
You're doing the beer thing too. I kept doing this a lot. There are some more questions. I think there is a lot of questions, no?
There's lots of questions. 我以前可以年级轻易中，现在不知道被什么影响，提问或者选择总是没有轻易中的答案，这是怎么了？So I used to know the lightness of I used to know light of heavy, and I don't know what happened and how am I gonna how I'm 被什么影响？How I'm at the effect of something. Now I when I'm making choice or when I'm asking questions, I don't know lightness and heaviness. What's happening?
Okay, I don't know what is happening,
对，我也不知道发生什么了。
but maybe you can ask your body, body, what is light for you right now? And body, what is heavy for you right now? That thing is changing a lot.
或许你可以问你的身体，嘿，身体现在轻盈对你来说是什么？嘿，身体现在沉重对你来说是什么？这个觉察会一直改变。
And also, one thing that is telling, Gary is telling lately, no? Maybe you hear it too, Juan. It's not light or heavy. Maybe it's getting a yes or a no. And if you ask some question and you get yes, go for the yes. And if you get no, you are getting a no. It's okay. And what if you are not trying to doing right and correct, or trying to not doing wrong? That is blocking all your awareness and your choosing.
那 Gary 曾最近常说的是，他可能跟轻和重并没有脱多大的关系，他就是一个是和不是的选择而已。如果你做一个提问，是就是，不是就不是，做就去选择就好了。假如你的这个出发点没有正确，没有错误，没有在规避错误，也没有在尝试要做一个正确的选择的话，那你是不是不会再用这一些观点去蒙蔽你的觉察和你的选择呢？
And everywhere that you are trying to make it right and not wrong, that is keeping you from having fun and having a life you really want to live. To live. To live, to live,
Yeah,
whatever.
to live. I understand you. Both
live
a life.
I don't want to be so angry.
那所有你决定了你必须做的正确的，或者是你必须做的没有错的地方，让你没有办法去真正的享受你的生活，真正的去充满生命力的去生活的地方，你是否愿意动摧毁，并不再创造？
Acertado, equivocado, bueno, malo, poquipot, todos los noves, cortos, chicos, y más allá. Okay, maybe we have time for two more questions.
我们可能还有两个提问的时间。A lot of the comments are not questions. I'm just looking for
Okay.
questions.
And they are commenting something good.
Yes, it's about your Spanish clearing. I'm getting more and more excited hearing that clearing.
Great.
我的肩颈椎肩膀好酸好痛，总感觉有什么东西压在上面，这是什么？身体要告诉我什么信息？My neck and shoulder are in a lot of pain and tension, and if they are sore, feels like something's heavy and something's pressing on it. What is it? What information is my body telling me?
That is something that you have to receive. And this is not a thing that I can tell you because I like to you. So, or maybe I will put in a conclusion into your life, and this is not my work. My But 也跟OK。
就是你要去觉察的东西，也是你需要去接收的信息。我的工作并不是告诉你答案，如果我告诉你任何答案和结论的话，那我可能会把一个结论注入到你的世界里面，而那并不是我的工作。
So, but a question that works really well for me when I have some pain or some people have some pain is what decisions, conclusions, judgments, and computations do or I have or do you have that is creating that energy as pain that I can receive as pain and keeping and is keeping myself to receiving in totality.
你这个我常问的问题，如果我身体里面有疼痛的话，就是我会问我做了什么样的结论，我下了什么决定，做了什么样算计或者评判，让我一直创造着这个疼痛，而没有办法全然的接受这份信息。
And everything that is, are you willing to destroy and break it all?
心里面带着一切，你是永远都摧毁并不再创造。
Acertado, equivocado, bueno, malo, porque por todos los nueve cortos chicos y más allá. And that works really well for me and for a lot of people because you start to get away from the blames that you put on every energy, making pain, suffering, or headache, or whatever you are leveling the energy that you have. And when you take away the label, you can receive the energy, and that changes things really easy.
其实很多人都有笑这个提问，因为当你把这个能量的标签，就是疼痛、好酸、好痛这种标签撕下来之后，你可以真正的好好的看一看，这究竟是什么样的能量。
What if pain and suffering doesn't is a reality in your body, in your business, in your money flows, and in your life? What if it doesn't have to do with at all with the reality, pain and suffering?
假如痛苦与磨难，疼痛与磨难，不跟你的实相没有半毛钱关系呢？你也不需要在你的工作的身体中或者是事业里面拥有这种磨难和痛苦呢？
If you can could consider that all the pain and suffering that you have in any place, maybe your body or maybe your life, maybe it's not true. And what if it's not true? What is really, what truly is, if pain and suffering are not true?
如果你可以考虑一下，疼痛和磨难对你来说并不是真实的，它不是你的真相。那如果它不是真的话，你的真相是什么？
Okay, I can leave those questions for you, for you to ask yourself, because maybe we have a lot of pain and suffering in our life, and maybe we don't have to consider that true anymore. And what will bring that thing to your life?
那我把这个问题留给你们。你们生命中可能很多方方面面都有很多的痛苦和磨难。假如你不再需要把它看得是真实的呢，那会怎么样？它又会带来什么呢？ The next two questions are quite similar. So I'll ask them together and see how you want to tackle them. 老师，我有，哦，you're muted. You talk too much, Mariano. 老师被静音了，我说他在指啥呢？诶，我没有办法给老师消除。诶，可以了。
I mute myself.
Oh, you mute yourself and you're not. Yeah, sorry.
What's up?
然后老师，我总是晚上很晚还不睡觉，有时候困了也不睡，我该如何做呢？我该如何好好爱惜我的身体呢？ Very similar question. So when I'm working, and I'm really focused, I like to finish my work before I go and eat or rest. Although I know that my body needs to rest or fill up with energy, is that considered abusing my body?And the next question is, I usually don't go to sleep even when I'm tired, and I stay up really, really late. What can I do, and how do I look after my body better?
That's a very good question. maybe you can ask yourself, am I abusing of my body doing that?What can I choose different right now? Because you have to know for yourself if you're abusing or not of your body. And the things is not a rule, but when you start to put questions, you start to opening up the possibilities of change. So what if you can ask yourself,What can I choose different right now? And the other side of this is, what do I love to do this? What do I love of this? This is the worst question ever because no one loves it. But we do love everything that we do. And maybe you can ask yourself, what do I love of this? And then receive the warmness.
你要自己问几个问题，首先你要问这我这样做选择是在虐待我身体吗？因为对每个人来说虐待不一样，对每个人身体来说也不一样。如果你在虐待自己的话，你可以问说 OK 我现在又可以做什么不同来改变它呢？那另外一个提问就是大家都不喜欢问的问题，就是说如果我持续做这件事情，关于持续做这件事情，我是多么的热爱它。虽然大家都不喜欢这个问题，也不愿意承认自己喜欢做它，但是实际上你做的所有的一切都是因为你爱它。
Okay, so, right now, I will ask everybody to expand yourself. Also, you, Juan, that your energy is right now doing. It's enough. Yeah, but we have to be aware and to respect. I can keep talking for 1 hour more, but maybe this is not honoring you and your body, and this is maybe not honoring all other people here. And what if we can respect that and we can honor ourselves? And this is the thing, no? When our energy starts to flow, I can't go on. We also can say, hey, it's enough. Because it's not only you, it's maybe you are aware of a lot of things that is going on. It's not only your body.
我现在邀请大家扩张一下，包括欢迎欢现在的能量有点累了。 那其实这就是你要带着的觉察，可能不只是换自己的能量，它可能也对很多人的身体也有所觉察。我们可以持续的再讲1个小时，但是它可能对我所有人的身体，或者对大部分人的身体，并不是的那么的尊重，包括换的身体。那你要知道什么时候喊停，我们可以继续讲，然后大家都东倒西歪的，你也可以在这个时候真正去尊重身体，尊重这个能量，这个时候喊停。
So I will ask everybody to expand the energy and to go farther as they can, maybe 1 centimeter or maybe 1 million light kilometers.
好，那我现在邀请所有的人向4面8方扩张，能扩张到多远就多远。你可能只能扩张1毫米、1厘米，有可能扩张很多很多公里以外。
And just ask your body, body, what will be fun to do right now?
然后就问你的身体，嘿，身体，现在有什么好玩的事情可以做呢？
And I will leave you with that question only. And maybe we have to say that I will be there in Taiwan. No.
Yes，那你的身体就会告诉你，只是这个提问的身体就会告诉你。那我们今天的公益课其实是在邀请大家去一起去台北，在端午节6月的最后一个周末，在台北我们会有 Mariano 的3D 身体程序课程，会在非常非常美丽的，带着温泉，带着非常多安多芬的地方。
So, you say the dates or?
Oh, the dates is in the calendar.
Is that 28th of June? I think.
Yes.
And I will be really, really happy to be there. My first time in Taiwan. I am really, really glad that you invite me there. I really love to go there. I really loved to be in Shenzhen was amazing. For yes, totally. It's so different the culture, and it's so nurturing that I really love it. And I will be so happy to share a lot of things and awareness and questions and body process with all of you.
太棒了！我们确切的日期是6月26号到28号，主办方是我和新宇老师，翻译是我和瑞内。那怎么样？就会是他第一次去台湾，上次去的时候就非常的享受，而且他也知道台湾这一次会创造，就是会为未来创造非他很期待我们在现场，在讨论现场，分享更多的觉察，更多的提问。May I introduce you to Renee and Xinyi, who are the co-translator and co-host?
Sorry, I have a question, a call
Oh,
that
okay.
keep no 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 that
Yep.
I have to keep close to you because the volume of the call is lower, so
Okay.
let
I'd like to introduce Renee and Xinyi to you, if I can unmute them.
The co-host, yes.
Renee will be our co-translator. She's in beautiful Malaysia.
Hi, Marano.
Oh, let me see who is talking. Okay, I saw you. Hi.
And this picture, this great picture is for you.
To
The
you're a
co-host.
picture. Okay. And the name of the first woman who was?
That's Renee, that's our co-translator.
What do you say?
Renee?
Renee.
Renee, Renee, okay, Renee, okay. tournament. I can see it. Oh, amazing. Amazing to know you. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
You look so healthy.
Amazing, amazing. Oh, beautiful team. Beautiful team. So awesome. I'm so looking forward to be there to share a lot of things with all of you. So happy for that invitation.
I won!
Yes!
真的很兴奋，也谢谢你们邀请我来，真的很开心，耶，台湾。
So, we will have some other calls, some other Zooms, so we can keep sharing things and keep answering questions and making opening a lot more energy. So I will see you soon in all calls.
太好了，那我们之后还会有一些我们的公益课程，就更回答更多的提问，打开更多的能量。很期待下次见你们。And
so happy! Thank you so much, Juan, for that invitation, and Rene, and Shinsu, for inviting me. I'm so happy, so happy.
真的非常感恩主办方的邀请我到了台湾来，很开心，真的很开心。
Okay, I am
done. You're done. Thank you. 谢谢大家。那我们今天就结束了。好，I'll see you next
time. How do you say, Renee? I say thank you to you and thank you, Juan.
Okay, 谢谢, 谢谢 a lot.
谢谢。
See you soon, see you soon.
好，之后见了。
Bye bye.
Bye.